So let's use that, and I invite you to close your eyes and feel, sense, visualize those images of beautiful coherent patterns when the word love is spoken. Let us now address the pieces and parts of our beautiful body with that word love. I love my hands. My hands are so beautiful. I love you, my beautiful hands. I love my feet. My feet that carry me everywhere. They are so magnificent. I love you. I love my feet. I love my knees. My knees give me support. I love my knees. I love my legs. Every piece of my leg is amazing. It's a miracle in itself. I love my legs. I love my stomach. My stomach is amazing. I love it so much. I love the organs of my body. My organs are so miraculous. They continue functioning even when I'm asleep. They are so amazing. I love you. I love every single organ of my body. I love my smile. I love my eyes. I love my ears. I love my nose. I love my eyelashes. There is every single piece of my body that I am in love with. And so, dear innate listening to me, here are your instructions. Send love to every single cell and molecule and DNA particle within my body. Let love flood my system. And in this soup of love, we now welcome in the third language from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Indeed, everything you learn about your body, we say, create the light. Love yourself. Love every molecule that is yours. It's not an egotistical thing to love the creative source so much that went into the miracle, which is you. The love of self we have talked about many times. And we've talked about it in a way that hopes to straighten out that from those who think that this is egotistical. It is not. You are loving the Creator in you. What do you think would be a fear? One of the greatest fears that so many have, even though they say they don't. If you have spent a lot of time working on this beautiful body of yours, if you've brought it to health, if you had healing, if you're feeling light, if you are pleased with your life and peaceful with all that is, what would be the worst thing that could happen to you that you might fear? And that would be that it all stops. The word is death. Death is our final fear for this month. Now, when you speak to many light workers, they'll tell you this: I'm not afraid of death because I have a greater idea of what happens after I go. And that particular statement is very, very true, and they're very kind with themselves in saying it. And they're being accurate to a certain degree. But I'll tell you this, dear ones, no one of you wants to let go of the creative energy that is in you. Because it all, at some times, all of these things will occur to you. Did I get it right? You know, there is no place where you can pick up a communication device and talk to those who have passed. Instead, you will have the intuitives who will help you with a channel that opens, where you can get not voices and not clarity, but intuitive signals, perhaps, to the other side of the veil. And all this comes together so that it doesn't seem to prove anything to anyone. There's no religion on the planet, no organized religion anywhere, who can point to the afterlife and prove it. All of these things in the doctrines that we've talked about, whether you're going to be punished or not punished, where do you go, what do you do? And this is all on purpose, dear ones, so that you cannot reach across and be certain. And that requires you to have faith. But more than that, it requires you to have intuitive thoughts about your own death. One of the greatest things that's going to happen in this shift will be that which is the increase in the science of longevity. And through the next few years, you're going to see ways of staying healthy longer, staying on this planet longer. And you're going to see a marked coordination between short life and fear, worry, and anxiety. And there will then be those set up to help clear those things specifically for you, so that you will not waste a life in so many short years by not understanding that what you think can create your own demise. And what you think can also create tremendous longevity, going way past the charts and graphs of any medical association or doctor, where they will look at you and they'll say, I don't understand why you're living so long, look so good, and why your body doesn't know you're older. That's what's going to happen. But in the meantime, it doesn't thwart that last fear. Did I get it right? When I go, when I pass over, what's the first thing that's going to happen? I want to return to the only evidence that truly has ever been seen, and it comes at a funny place. We have spoken of this before, we'll speak of it again. Because the evidence comes right from the operating table. In hospitals and major institutions, where a person seems to have died, and their heart has stopped, and their body starts to be cold, the pronouncement is almost made when they're either resuscitated or by themselves, they come back to life. And when this person who has gone through that particular state, some call it near-death experience, we call it near-life experience because of what they saw and what they say. Quite often that patient will recover in the recovery room, face off with the surgeon, and in all seriousness and anger say, "Why did you bring me back?" And this has happened over and over and over. And when you say to them, why would you say such a thing? You're alive now and you were dead a moment ago. They will say, and I'll paraphrase it this way. They'll say, you didn't see what I see. Imagine taking that last breath and being transmitted and transformed into the most beautiful place you have ever, ever imagined in your life, where everything is beautiful and perfect, and you realize you're with the Creator, you are back into your soul, and you are in the best place you could ever be, home. You start to hear that beautiful song being sung yet again that we have talked about, that is always there. It's always there. And the next moment, you're back in 3D with all the needles stuck into you and all the fluids pouring in and out, and you go into the recovery room. That would make anybody angry. Being ripped back from home, ripped back from paradise, perhaps. Think about that. And think of the irony that that's one of the only places, truly, that over and over you get proof of something you didn't expect. Is there life after death? It's not that way, dear ones. It's not that you continue a life after you die here. You go home. You go to the natural state after having a trip to this planet that perhaps wasn't all that great to some of you. Perhaps it's been difficult for some of you. And then you go home. What can I tell you about death? I'll say that you are purposely programmed to fear it. But at some level, some of you have to know that it's okay. And the ones that I would speak to are anyone here, anyone listening, who would have this marginal fear or dreadful fear of their last breath. It isn't what you think. And perhaps in order to prove this to yourself, you should find the books to read or the reports from those who have gone through this and have had to come back. And I want you to feel the glory of it. Truly, magnificence, the splendor of going into the arms of your own home soul. Dear ones, all of you are programmed to stay. There is so much work on this planet to do. And I want to remind you of this. Why else would we have longevity start to increase? Some of the ages you read about in Scripture, hundreds of years being lived by some of the prophets and some of the masters. That wasn't a typo, dear ones. That was true. That's because they had that consciousness to keep their cellular structures healthy and alive and well and looking good for as long as they needed to be here to accomplish why they came. And suddenly, what is the task of all of you here now? And that is mastery. You start to pick up the wisdom of the masters so you can start living it. And the entire reason is to create a planet that is not always in trouble. We have told you that gradually things start to happen on the planet through wisdom, consciousness, new technology. New technologies that will not frighten you, but feed you and quench the thirst of a very thirsty population. They will do so many things that are wonderful that you've always wanted, and the technology has always been there. That's part of the future. To make a healthy world, not an unhealthy world, a world that works with itself, even with the disagreements, they would not kill each other. A world of peace that works together to try to figure out things through the new wisdom. That is why you're here, to start that. And whatever you do that starts it, I'll tell you, it doesn't go away when you pass over. Because when you pass over and take that last breath and you dance into that paradise, I'll tell you what you do. You put on a new skin and come back and continue in even a greater way, remembering everything you've done, never making the same mistakes again, and continuing, only this time, with much longer longevity, with youth, with health. There is a system here which is glorious. Do not fear death, dear ones. Do not. For it's just about going home and returning to love. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.